Thank you for calling customer service. This is Shar. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Jalil. I'm calling from Capital One's Fraud and Disputes Department on a recorded line. I also have a customer on the line who has a charge from this company, and they're trying to figure out what this charge is actually for. So I do have the customer on the line with us now. Can you provide us with some details as to what products that you all sell or?
All right, if I can please get the zip code so I can check into the account.
93003.
93003. And can I get your first and last name, please?
Yeah, H. Douglas Moe, H. D. Moe.
Would it be Doug Moe?
Yes.
Okay, so I do see you right here, but just for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me?
117 Judson Avenue, Ventura, California, 93003.
Okay, so yes, sir. So it does show here on April 5th, you had did our earbuds. How was that product working for you?
You know, I really didn't intend to order those. Somehow I got something about a free shipping, or like I won a prize or something like that, or a gift. And I didn't actually intend to get those. But somehow, you know, it came up and I didn't know how to get out of it. So I did accept it. So I haven't even used them.
Okay, yes, sir, because it does show here that was actually delivered on the 9th of April.
No, I got it. I received that, yes.
Okay. So what that was is it was actually a 14-day trial for that product. We let you try the product out for 14 days, but when you don't give us a call to cancel or say you don't like it, then we do bill you the full amount. And the full amount for the earbuds was $69.97.
You know, that was something weird because it was sent to me as like I received a gift because I was using something, and that was supposed to be a free gift, but I had to pay for shipping. So that was a total misunderstanding. If you could reverse those all, and I'd be more than happy to send the product back to you. But yeah, it's not open, no nothing. I just and it was also supposed to be a like a fitness watch. That's what I'd actually was going to pay the shipping on, but I guess that didn't come through because there were two items.
Okay, so what I did do for you, I canceled the account out.
Thank you.
Because I won't be able to give you the $5.97 for the shipping cost since you did receive that product, but it won't be any more further charges to your account.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Your bank's still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, this account is completely canceled. So just in case you was going to cancel a card or anything, everything is taken care of. He won't get charged for this product.
Okay, great. I appreciate your help.
All right, no problem. Right. And thank y'all so much for calling customer service. And y'all enjoy.
Would you like
me
to send the product back to you?
You can. I mean, but at
I mean, it'd be a hassle to do it, but if you require it, I'd be more than happy to do so.
Yes, sir. I do understand. It's okay. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your help. Sorry for the misunderstanding.
No, no problem at all. I understand, you know, the terms and conditions and stuff that could be, you know. So I made sure I canceled that so it won't be any more charges or anything like that coming out of your account, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank
you
so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you, too.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.